Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to new music from the Deftones, and we answer a question about a great American writer. But first, we report on an exciting change in the United States Navy. The United States Navy has announced that 11 female graduates of its Naval Academy will be among the first American women to serve on submarines. Faith Lapidus tells about the sea change soon to take place in what is called the Silent Service.
22-year-old first-class midshipman Laura Martindale will graduate next Friday from the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. She will also become one of the first women to serve on a United States Navy submarine. She had no idea that would happen when she arrived at the academy.
I always thought submarines were amazing, and it wasn't really something that was open to women when I came to the Naval Academy. I did get to be on a submarine 2 summers ago, and that was it. I went down, you know, we went down to depth. I'm driving the submarine, and I said, wow, this is for me. And thank goodness for Congress and for admirals to think it's important, because women are going to be on submarines.
Women make up about 15% of the Navy's more than 330,000 service members. They have been serving on naval ships since 1994. But until now, they were barred from submarines. The Navy says about 20 women will be chosen as the first group to serve on submarines. All will be officers. Non-officers will be considered later. The women will attend a submarine training program. They are expected to begin serving on crews next year or early 2012. They will serve on 2 guided missile and 2 ballistic missile subs based in the states of Washington and Georgia. Critics of the idea say the living areas in submarines are too small and narrow for men and women to serve together. They say close physical contact is impossible to avoid. But the commander of Naval Submarine Forces, Vice Admiral John Donnelly, disagrees. He says the Navy has to choose submariners from the widest possible group of skilled service members. He says that is how the Navy will continue to have what he calls the best submarine force in the world. Women already serve on submarines in the national navies of Australia, Canada, Norway, and a few other countries.
Our listener question comes from a student in China. Han Linyuan wants to know about the famous writer Jack London. Jack London is considered to be one of America's finest writers. He was born in San Francisco, California, in 1876. He left school at the age of 14, but he loved to read and spent many days at public libraries. At an early age, Jack London knew he wanted to become a writer. But he had many other interests as well. He loved to sail, and he traveled many times across the Pacific Ocean. When he was 21, he went to search for gold in Alaska and Canada. He also worked as a laborer, a factory worker, and an oyster fisherman. He even spent some time traveling around America on freight trains. Jack London remembered all these trips and jobs when he began writing professionally. Some of his most famous books are The Call of the Wild, White Fang, and The Sea Wolf. His best-known short story is To Build a Fire. It tells of a man who falls into a stream in the coldest part of Canada. He knows that his life depends on his success in making a fire to warm himself and dry his clothes. Many of Jack London's books and short stories tell about man's struggle with nature. In 1896, Jack London began to speak about and support socialism. He said his views were influenced by the many poor and working class people he had met in his life. Two of his books deal with the ideas of socialism. They are The Iron Heel and The Cruise of the Snark. The Snark was the name of a boat. Jack London became rich and famous by publishing many stories and books. He reportedly wrote at least 1,000 words every day. Near the end of his career, Jack London bought a farm and a ranch in Sonoma, California. But his life was cut short by kidney problems. He died at the young age of 40 in 1916. You can hear his famous short story, To Build a Fire. We have a link on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Deftones have been playing music since 1988. The band just released its sixth studio album. Diamond Eyes opened at number 6 on Billboard Magazine's Top 200 Albums chart. Mario Ritter has more on the band and music from the new record.
In 2008, tragedy struck the Deftones. Bass player Chi Chang was involved in a serious car accident in Sacramento, California. His brain injuries are severe. He has never fully woken since the crash. The Deftones were putting the finishing touches on their sixth album, Eros, when Chang got hurt. They never felt right about returning to it. Now the Deftones have completed a different sixth album, Diamond Eyes. Deftones' friend Sergio Vega is playing bass in Chang's absence. But drummer Abe Cunningham says Chang's influence can be felt throughout the whole album. How could it not be? Cunningham said. Here the Deftones perform the title track from Diamond Eyes.
Thank you.
The Deftones are from Sacramento. Cunningham, lead singer and guitarist Chino Moreno, and guitarist Stephen Carpenter were all childhood friends. They started playing music together in high school. Chi Chang joined them in 1988. Keyboardist Frank Delgado came to the Deftones in 2000. Listen now to Beauty School from Diamond Eyes. Chino Moreno says people probably expect this album to be sad, but he says there is a lot of happiness and hope in Diamond Eyes. We leave you with his favorite song from the album. Here is Sex Tape.
Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Jim Tedder and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes at VOA Learning English. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.